It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for March 18th.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Today's word is tawdry, spelled T-A-W-D-R-Y. Tawdry is an adjective. Something described as tawdry is cheap and gaudy in appearance or quality. Tawdry is also often used to describe something considered morally bad or distasteful, as in a tawdry tale of political skullduggery. Here's the word used in a sentence from the Chicago Sun-Times by Craig Barner. Chicago boasts a deep bench of architectural talent to make a pedestrianized State Street a success, whether with a modernist, traditional, or some newfangled flavor. In contrast, the old pedestrian mall was tacky, aping a tawdry suburban mall. In the 7th century, Ethelreda, the queen of Northumbria, renounced her husband and her royal position in order to become a nun. She was renowned for her saintliness and is said to have died of a swelling in her throat, which she took as a judgment upon her fondness for wearing necklaces in her youth. Her shrine became a principal site of pilgrimage in England. An annual fair was held in her honor on October 17th, and her name became simplified to Saint Audrey. At these fairs, various kinds of cheap knick-knacks were sold, along with a type of necklace called St. Audrey's lace, which by the 16th century had become altered to tawdry lace. Eventually, the word tawdry came to be used to describe anything cheap and gaudy that might be found at these fairs or anywhere else. With your word of the day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.